This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict between the two nations. He assured that India is ready to play an active role in every effort required to bring peace. During his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Modi said that India has actively planned peace efforts and that our approach has been people-centric. He said that India supports sovereignty and territorial integrity. Talking about his recent visit to Russia, the Prime Minister said he had clearly stated that the solution to any problem is never found on the battlefield, but the solution comes only through talks, dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Ukrainian President for helping evacuate Indian nationals and students during the initial phase of the war. He assured that India is ready to provide any humanitarian assistance. A delegation-level meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev, Ukraine today. The two leaders discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. During the meeting, four MOUs were signed and exchanged in the presence of both leaders. The MOUs were signed to bolster bilateral ties in various fields, including community development projects in Ukraine, drug control standards, cultural exchange and agriculture. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kiev from Poland by special train. Members of the Indian diaspora accorded a warm welcome to the Prime Minister upon his arrival in Kiev. Prime Minister Modi visited the Multimedia Martyrologist Exposition on Children at the National Museum of History of Ukraine in Kiev, accompanied by President Zelensky. Prime Minister Modi expresses sorrow at the tragic loss of young lives and as a mark of respect placed a toy in their memory. Mr. Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in Kiev, underscoring the timeless relevance of Mahatma Gandhi's message of peace in building a harmonious society. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with Ukrainian students who are learning Hindi at the School of Oriental Studies in Kiev. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine since diplomatic relations between the two countries began in 1992. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of space-faring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the south pole of the moon. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The Education Ministry has directed all states and union territories to implement the Guidelines on School Safety and Security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with POXO guidelines. They contain provisions for fixing the accountability of school management regarding the safety and security of children studying in government, government-aided and private schools. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the three new criminal laws have dismantled the colonial legacy and empowered the criminal justice system in the country. Addressing the students and faculty members of the National Forensic Science University in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today, the Vice President underscored the pivotal role of forensic science in the contemporary legal system. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today obtained the required sanction to prosecute Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal in the excise policy case. The CBI has also filed a supplementary charge sheet against Kejriwal, which will be considered by the Rouse Avenue Court on August 27. Arvind Kejriwal was arrested on June 26 by the CBI in connection with the corruption case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. Later, he was granted bail in ED's case on July 12, but he has to remain in judicial custody since June 27 in the CBI case. In Nepal, 27 people were killed after a bus carrying passengers from India fell into Marsyangdi River near Tanahun district along the Prithvi Highway this afternoon. In football, India have entered the semi-final of the SAFF Under-20 Championship, beating Maldives 1-0 in a group match in Kathmandu, Nepal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.